Yeah, I didn't hear anything you said, Miss Cornelius.
Wait a minute. What just happened? I just didn't. We got disconnected?
Yes, we got disconnected. I tell you that I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Oh, you know what? Let me take your speaker. I take your speaker. I'm sorry. So he was. Let me tell you quickly. We were with.
This is family first.
Yeah, I know. We were with Keystone first, but my netted key. Well, they, in the last 6 months, they dropped the ball, I don't know how many times. The pay wasn't right. My home care workers were about ready to leave. They kept changing my coordinator. Never gave me a head.
I know, it was horrible. You told me that yesterday. I felt so bad for you.
So and then we had the transition, trying to have a broker that deals with my Medicare and all that. And he said, you got to get away from Keystone, go to Pennsylvania Health. So this is where we're at. So, like, did I ever get any numbers off you at all? Like, we're just, like, we're supposed to transition on the first with the old company.
So you told me that you wanted to hire Ben to be your attendant, then we were going to check. No?
No, we were going to go, but Dennis is my home care worker.
That's my home care worker. Let me take out Ben. Who's Ben?
Hey, who's Ben? I don't even know any Ben.
Okay. Dennis is going to be your home care.
He's my home care worker, yes.
What's his last name? Dennis?
Hatch.
H-A-T-C-H. H-A-T-Z-H?
Yeah, hatch. Like, you know, open the hatch. Like, H-A-T-C-H. Like, open the hatch. Like, you know.
H-A-T-C-H.
Hatch.
Got it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And so,
let me check to see what's going on with the Medicaid first. What's your last name? How do you spell it?
Oh, yeah. Crossan. C-R-O-S-S-A-N. Yeah, I'm with Pennsylvania Health and Wellness.
I'm going to check for you right now.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just giving you a name. Her name's Amanda.
And your date of birth?
10/1/61.
Okay, and the last name is spelled C-R-O-S-S.
C-R-O-S, S is in Sam, S is in Sam, A, N is in Nancy. Cross in the street.
Let me check real quick for you. Let's check to see that everything is good to go. And are you currently on services right now, or you're?
My voucher's good. Everything's great.
Your waiver? Okay, let's see.
My waiver, yeah, but I keep saying that. I don't know why I keep saying that.
It's okay. It's a little confusing because they got so many terms.
It's been a nightmare for like the last 3 months.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
I got my worker, and then he's not working because he's not getting paid. Then he's about ready to leave me.
Let's try to get this expedited.
So, I mean, we're at a place right now that we're just trying to get numbers because it's like I'm not coming back to work until I know what's going on.
Of course.
So I made some phone calls yesterday, and he made some phone calls. This is one of the places he said, come out with me, so everything, you know.
Okay, so we're
at a place
you.
Now.
Medicaid is active. Your waiver is in place.
Everything's in place.
You have everything.
Yesterday, I was just getting numbers. We're just trying to get numbers. Who's, you know. Because, like, we were with the company that he was saying it was like 4 weeks ago, his check was different. It wasn't even different. 48 hours. Yeah, you know, I mean, you're like, I mean.
Is that what you have right now? 48
yeah,
hours?
I think it's 48, 49. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I told you. I had four back office. So, actually, I get 68 hours a day. Okay. I have all doctors, nurses, everybody's like, you need. I can't do anything anymore. Like, my hand is completely arthritic. So, like.
Did you put in the request to get hours?
Yeah, Amanda already did. She's going to.
Okay, good.
She said, I'm going to try to get you 7 hours. I said, fine. I said, I don't care about that. I said, I need 7 day care. He would come over on his day off and say, Dennis, you got a family. We'll figure this out, you know.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But and right now it's like 48 or 40. I don't know how they do it.
Okay, so anything, because we pay once a week and we do overtime. So
Let
me get your address so
your
that I can give you the county rates. What's your address?
Oh, okay. I mean, so my address is 1030 South 52nd Street, Apartment A, Philadelphia, PA 19143.
All right, let me give you the county rates. 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to quote you at 48 hours, okay?
Right, that's fine, yeah.
And the only thing with that is that if they increase your time, remember we pay time and a half. So right. I'm gonna quote you at 48 hours. Give
well,
me
that's what we have right now. It's gonna take a while for them, but like getting all that through the process.
Okay, you know? let me get you a county
to come out and do an assessment.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so he hasn't got a test again for 2 weeks.
Why do they take so long?
It's just been in right there.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm miserable half the freaking
time. I can go up to 1425, 1450
okay.
max.
Okay, 1450, and then it would be, what, that 720, like $22 for the 8 hours overtime,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you some of the questions. He's in there talking to somebody now.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask some of the things he was asking me, because we were just calling everybody yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Like, they gave us a bunch of numbers. So he said, you know, did they have benefits? Did they have a sign-in
yes.
bonus? Did they have...
Yes. I think I spoke to you yesterday in reference to the
okay,
sign-in bonus.
Yeah,
it's $200.
Right now.
It's a $200 sign-in bonus if you transfer
okay.
your services.
Okay.
Also, he can choose from the policies from Affleck.
Right.
Affleck,
actually. I'm trying to
right.
remember what we wrote down yesterday. Okay, you have he was saying like a few times been off in like POV or something. I don't know what he meant, like personal days or something. I don't know what he meant. I have no idea. And he just said, just ask these questions. I'm like, okay. But she gave us like 10 companies. So I said, you call some, I'll call the other one. Yeah. So this was one of the companies he called. He said, listen, I'm going to come by and pick you up. I said, okay.
Right.
So with me, I'm just sitting out here in the lobby, just like, okay.
So I told me that Miss Amanda had given you to the end of today to pick an agency.
Well,
yeah,
actually the end of yesterday, but she said, I'm extending it to the end of today. She hasn't called me yet, so the way I said it, we're not going to start nobody till Monday. That's the hell of it, you know. I mean, next month. I just can't say anybody, because now we got to get, you got to go, you got to do paperwork, you got to do application. Like,
So if I can get Amanda on the phone right now with you, I can give her a start date, and then I can send Dennis his application.
This isn't about me. This is about my home care worker. He's the one who's got to make the decision. You know. You know what I mean? I don't bet you. He's got to be happy with the pay scale and all that. You know. I was out this morning. I don't know if I told you. Like, we see the homeless at my church. This is a program I started years ago. And they called me last night. I said, can you come down? We're having problems with the food and all being delivered. So I had to go down there today. So I kind of was out of the loop. But when I said, this thing, I'm coming home. Because I got to go meet this one company? We're out here in Sharon Hill. Where are you located at? Where are you at? Like, where's your
company? We're 1 Winding Drive, right in Philadelphia.
What part of Philadelphia?
North.
Like, oh, yeah, north. Okay, yeah. So, like, I literally just got home, and he picked me up, and we're out here now. So when we leave here, we're going to go home, and I'm going to give him all the information on the three companies I called yesterday. One of them I know he's not going to go with, Patriot or something. They don't even offer anything. You know?
Do you want me to put in the referral so that we can send him the hiring application?
What time are you there? What time is it?
I'm here until 4:30 today.
Okay. How about this? I don't think I'm going to get home before, because I want him to look at all the paperwork.
Do you want me to call you tomorrow,
like
around 10:30?
Tomorrow I have nothing. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was the chef for 50 years. So,
wow,
very,
you must cook really good.
I cooked for two presidents. I was a big chef, yeah. So that's where I'm going to start crazy. Now, if I haven't worked on experience, I should have wrapped my house up. What I got to do?
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my direct number. Cornelius, write it down. Something's going on, buzzing on the other line. Miss Cornelius? Hello? Miss Cornelius?
Are you there?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. It's my phone.
All right, so I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow at 11. Does that work for you?
first thing in the morning, but you call me at 11, and we're going to go home and look at all the paperwork and watch it.
All right.
Then he'll be there, and you can talk to him.
All right. Okay. We'll talk tomorrow, Miss Cornelius. Have a great rest of your weekend. Rest of your day. Thanks, bye.